Bob, good off day for the team. And is it more important for pitchers or position players at this point to get these days off down the stretch?
I think it's more dependent on how you're playing. If you have a tough game, you'd probably rather have an off day. If you're playing good, you'd probably rather keep going. So neither here nor there. But I think when you're 140 games into the season or whatever, it's always nice to have an off day.
You, Darvish, obviously he has his challenges. If he's going to have challenges early in the game, is that more because he has so many pitches and he is so reliant on feel for the pitches? And how confident are you if he gets through those first couple of innings efficiently that it's going to be a really good day?
Yeah, I'm always confident. He does have a lot of pitches. At some point in time, streamlines what's working. But, you know, I've also said often it's any starting pitcher. If you can get to a good starting pitcher, your best time to probably get to them is before they get into a rhythm. So, he showed up with a couple first or second innings, not so great, but finds his way to get into the seventh a lot of times. So we always have a good feeling with him on the mound.
As far as the offense goes, we've talked about it several times during the season. There have been more production on the road than at home early on. He thought that it might balance out, but it still seems to be a little bit more favoring on the road. Anything behind that? And that being said, you're looking forward to seeing more offense over the next few days.
Yeah, again, we have more offense in there than we've seen, especially on a consistent basis, we believe. So we're always looking forward to that. Our ballpark sometimes can play big. There have been games here in the last homestand where it did not. We hit some home runs, and that's always a feel-good type of thing. But you look at our record over the course of the season, we're not afraid to play on the road. And, here we're on a six-game trip. So guys always feel good.
I feel like there's some clarity in your bullpen now that Pierce and Craig are back in the mix. And what does that do for you guys going forward in terms of each guy's role?
Well, clarity, but finding out roles. Pierce was a guy that was pitching, anywhere from the sixth to the eighth inning for us before he came back. So it's getting him into, what spot we think is going to be best for him. This time of year, typically not everybody's available on a particular day, so he could suit in anywhere. But I think we have a fairly good idea where the matchups are, who we're pitching late in games, and it's been fairly successful here for a while now. So I think as far as Pierce goes, you just mix into that late inning mix of guys, and Craig's more of a guy that gives us a little bit more length in either an up game or a down game.
Didn't really get the chance to ask on Sunday, but I imagine it wasn't easy to make that decision with Nabil. And what's kind of his spot going forward?
Yeah, it was. It was just a numbers game. I mean, Nabil's been really good for us all year, consistent. You look at his numbers across the board, I think it's a sub-3 ERA or right around 3. So it's sometimes there are harder moves to make than others. It was just one because of the composition and only can have so many pitchers. And, Craig's been good for this team for quite a while now. So it was a difficult one to make. It was not performance-based. It was just numbers-based.
Jake seems to be getting on a hot streak. We saw this back in June where he was on a slow simmer and then all of a sudden really took off for a while. Do you see some similarities in terms of maybe a hot streak coming up for him now?
Yeah, a lot of times it comes up, with him with production numbers and homers, and we're starting to see that again. He's a two-time All-Star for a reason. He's come up big in big spots for us all year. It'd be nice if, we had a few guys get on a run and get hot here, because it definitely lengthens our lineup. And obviously we score more runs. But he is a guy that is a production guy for us, and it's good to see him swinging the bat right now.
Saw Sean suited up today. Will he pitch Thursday or Friday?
I will renounce our Arizona rotation tomorrow.
How important is it, what his role is the next couple weeks, given that, the off days lineup are where he would need to make a few.
Right.
Pretty important starts there. How important is what he brings you guys?
Yeah, I think the other day went a long way for him, too. He came in, velo looked like it was back. We were hoping that was the case when, give him a little bit of an extended break. And pitched against a team that gave him some trouble and had to go in against the middle of the order and pitched well. So I think as far as confidence for him, that goes a long way, and he will fit in here at some point in time in the D-back series, as I said, and we need him. With the off days fewer and far between, I think we just have a couple left before the end of the season. He's going to be an important pitcher for us, as he's been most of the season.
Him not going, say, tomorrow and pushing everybody back, giving them an extra day, was that to do with him or with keeping, Mike on a regular?
I think a little of both. I mean, we try to give our guys an extra day any chance we get. and he will have something to do with that.
In the MVP discussion, what's your take on the word valuable and how it applies to Manny Machado, what he brings?
He's been very valuable to our team, not only numbers-wise, but just kind of who he is and posting up and playing every day and playing hurt and getting big hits. And so, yeah, when you think of the San Diego Padres, probably the first name that comes to mind is Manny Machado, and he has done nothing this year to make you think otherwise. So very, very valuable, probably as valuable as any player on any team.
So you think the word, like the value he brings is significantly more than just kind of the numbers he produces? Like, what kind of other ways does he bring value?
Well, just, you know, like I said, he's the guy that's been here. He's the guy that everybody looks to be that guy. You know, where he hits in the lineup, the production, the numbers, all that come into play when you talk about Manny Machado. And, you know, there are several guys you probably talk about as MVP in the National League this year. He is definitely one of those.
Can you imagine your bullpen being in better shape? I mean, in terms of workload and guys kind of peaking at this point, it's about as good as you could have expected?
Feels good right now, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely with multiple lefties now, the way Morejon's come, how he's pitching and able to give us more than one at times. And then, you know, adding Pierce to the Suarez's and Garcia's and Martinez's, and, you know, we feel like we have a pretty deep bullpen that can withstand a couple of guys down on a particular day, too. So I think our bullpen is probably as strong as it's been all year and not overused to this point either.
And how much does that help you, considering that it does seem like you're starting to maybe use your pitcher differently?
Right. And a lot of bullpens are probably worn out at this time of year. Ours is not. That has a lot to do with the innings that the starters have accumulated this year. So, you know, it's always a bit of a feel thing about, you know, which group is pitching better at a certain time. The starters have carried the torch predominantly throughout the year, but we feel like our bullpen's in a good position to, you know, you can't do it every night, but our bullpen's in a good position to give us multiple innings now and do it effectively.